Blog Talk Radio.
Peoples, how y'all doing? It's your boy Brooklyn Kid, host of Underrated Radio. It's now 11:03 p.m. Saturday night, October 3rd, East Coast Standard Time, 8:03, I believe, for West Coast, right? 9:03 for the Pacific, I believe. But I don't know why I said that. But you, whatever time it is over there in your area, wherever you are in this on this part of the world, whether you're in, or I should say in this country or out of the country, I know y'all listening to this, and I thank y'all for tuning in. I wanted to tell y'all about a couple of things. Oh, yeah, before I even jump into anything else, if y'all want to call in, number is 516-453-9358. That's 516-453-9358. Call in and holler at the kid, Brooklyn Kid himself. Yep. Thought about this, and I actually wanted to, just an idea to throw around. Might be set in stone, but I remember, like, when we just started or relaunched the show in 2013, I think. Yeah, I believe it was 2013. We did the special Thanksgiving show. And we had, you know, at the time before Drew became our my co-host and stuff, we had this special Thanksgiving show. I think it was a 2-hour show. And we did stuff, you know, we talked about, you know, certain things and everything. I believe it was an interview, too, I did with him. But we also, you know, talked about what we were thankful for and things of that nature. So I might bring that back. I was thinking about maybe I should bring back the Thanksgiving show that we did. You know, just to kind of do, you know, just to kind of do something annually. You know what I mean? Like a little special thing Underrated Radio would do. So I'm thinking about that. But make sure y'all definitely tune in the future. Or actually, yeah, definitely tune in to see, you know, if that's going to be set in stone and finalized and stuff. So I'm really thinking about doing that. You know, everybody can just call in, or those who want to call in and just talk about what they're thankful for and talk about their favorite Thanksgiving meals. You know, just something a little fun, not serious, not, you know, something we can do as people. Even though at times, you know, I've heard people say that holidays like this, you know, that's where you kind of see you really kind of see some more fake individuals and stuff, like, you know, certain family members and stuff that not a lot of people might, you know, deem likable and stuff. They might come out and just start being nice and sweet and everything, and thinking that everything is all, you know, fine and dandy on that particular day, and then afterwards, all of a sudden, it's like they go right back to who they, you know, who they were, and I mean, what people never really found to deem pleasant within their personality. So, but again, it's not about that, you know, per se. Even though it is important in a way that, you know, is an important detail to observe, you know, that's not the generalization of that particular holiday. You know, it's about spending time with your family and growing closer and stuff, and yeah, and just, you know, be grateful for your blessings that you've been given over the year and throughout your whole life. Also, another thing I want to talk about before I even get into the subject is I noticed since I started we started back the show, I haven't really been doing a good job with promoting the topics and everything like that for the show. Honestly, y'all know me. It's very unfortunate, but I do things last minute, not the best thing to, or not the best system to work under, but I kind of feel comfortable doing that. But I'm gonna try. And I know I've said things about, like, other things, like, you know, making a Facebook page, and which I still have yet to do. Well, I kind of still I have one, but I'm still working on it, you know. But I also want, I'm gonna try my best to be more, you know, be on top of things when it comes to radio, you know, trying to bring more quality to it. Even though we just have like 30 minutes, you know, we only have like 30 minutes on the show for now, you know, because it costs a little money to bring in a prime time slot. So what I'm going to try to do is, in order to make the show more interesting, I'm going to try my best to tackle topics and, you know, just try to be more hardworking on when it comes to these things, because I want people to call in. I want people to definitely participate, you know, because, again, this is not, I don't want to just come on here and just hear myself talk, you know. If that's the case, I might as well just click this off and talk to myself literally like the whole day, or as long as I want to, you know what I mean? So when I come on here, you know, I expect people to, you know, cooperate and, you know, kind of have a discussion and stuff, you know. So I'm going to try my best to be more, again, try to promote it more, try to promote the topics more and stuff like that. And hopefully, I mean, I can only do so much, you know. It's up to the people who decide that they want to call in and support or contribute to the topic. I did that last week. Last week, when we talked about social anxiety and social awkwardness, I, you know, went into some groups and try to get people to talk about it, especially the groups that you know, are based on introverts and social anxiety. You know, I try to get, you know, I try to get them to come and talk, because I assume, because of, I'm sure some of them have experienced that situation or is currently experiencing that situation, that they will, you know, I mean, but then again, some of them do have social anxiety and they may feel nervous, or maybe I wasn't doing a good job at assuring them that everything will be cool and anonymous. So I can't really, you know what I mean? It really makes sense. Like, okay, well, maybe they shouldn't, you know, maybe, you know, could, maybe some of them really do have social anxiety and don't want to call in, or maybe, I don't know. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is, you know, it's in the past and you just gotta let it go, you know what I mean? But now on to the topic. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 516-453-9358. I actually got this topic off a show. Actually, it was a show on High 97. I was watching a video today, and they were talking about, actually, the you know, the guy named Ebro Darden, who used to be the a program director for High 97. And those of you who don't know High 97, High 97 is one of the popular radio stations up here in New York City. You know, it used to be real popping back in the 90s and 2000s, but I guess Power 105.1 kind of beat them or bumped them from that, you know, popularity ladder. You know, still popular, but it's not as popular as it used to be. You know what I mean? But Ebro Darden, along with Laura Stiles, Peter Rosenberg, and other people, other like production staff members who were on air, were talking about, do modern women that get pregnant are actually doing it to get a come up, a financial come up, that is, or is it just, you know, is it like, or not, is it just like they're being misled by men, and the men are offering the men are actually offering them pipe dreams, no pun intended. And it's funny because I think it was yesterday or today, I was watching the show by Good Times. And one of the episodes were was when JJ, the eldest son of Florida and James Evans Sr., he was going out with this girl named Henrietta. And Henrietta, actually, at the time, before they even found out, JJ was actually kind of taking life a little seriously. Because, you know, a lot of y'all know, if y'all watch Good Time, JJ, in the first, like, maybe 3 seasons, of the show, he was like, for the first year, and then between season 1 and 3, I believe, or 1 to 3, he was sort of like the jokes, the clown, and somebody who wouldn't really take life seriously, you know. But like during that time, you know, he was like looking at the newspapers, thinking about getting married and stuff, and like everybody thought about, you know, the whole, like his parents thinking like, yo, that's weird, like why would all of a sudden he be thinking about that at that young age? And like, you know, they invited, this parents invited this girl over for dinner, you know, as a surprise. But, you know, of course, surprise got, you know, got spoiled, you know. Later on, she came by the house, all of a sudden they see that she got a baby, you feel me? And they were shocked. Now, again, I always say, like, I see how times have drastically changed. Because I remember back in the day, especially in time like in the 70s, if you're a young chick, you know, and you get knocked up by a dude, whether he's like your age or like whether I should say whether he's in your age group or much older than you, you know, you're kind of like a pariah. You know what I mean? Like you're people will look at you like, wow, I can't believe you actually have a, you know, you're actually pregnant, you're going to have a child, you know, like, wow, I can't believe that. And it's like, it's a big, it would be like a big epidemic within American society, you know, that teenage girls are like getting, you know, pregnant or just, even if you're not a teenage girl, you know, you being a single mother at you know, at that, it would even be a, you know, would even be epidemic because, you know, going back to the traditional roles, you know, man and the man and the woman, you know, being married and having children and, you know, just living that traditional lifestyle that used to be popular during like the 1900s or even earlier, you know, like that don't really, that kind of began to wane around like the 60s and 70s. You know, I mean, of course, look what happened now. You know, you got young chicks now that actually really wouldn't mind having kids. Like, back in the day, I remember coming up, if you see a girl, like, maybe she's like 15, 16 with a kid, you would think of, like, at least for me per se, I would be like, yo, I wonder if that's a little brother. Maybe that's a nephew. Maybe that's a cousin. You know, maybe that's just a little, like, god brother, god sister, or god, no, not god son. I'd just be contradicting myself, but you know, like maybe that's just somebody that's like she's an older, you know, like babysitter or something to that effect. But now, if you see a chick that's like 16, 17, and with a little kid, you can't really help but assume that that's actually her kid. You know, you can't help but wonder. I wonder if that's a son or that's a daughter, because a lot of youngins today are just, you know, they procreating. Like it's nothing, you feel me? Like it's no, that there's no tomorrow. So back to, you know, what we're saying about do women get pregnant for a come up nowadays? Do they get pregnant for a come up and stuff? And I mean, I really would like the women to call in too, because honestly, like I would really like to hear the perspective. Like when I was listening to the Hot 97 show, because they were really going, Ebro and then the rest of the crew or the rest of the staff members were really going off on, not going off per se, like, or literally, but they were, they're, the cause of them discussing about this was like, okay, well, you see Chris Brown, you know, he just had a kid with this Hispanic chick out in L.A. or wherever, and she I guess the judge ordered him to pay $1,500 in child support or something. $1,500 for one kid. Now I'm not a parent, so I don't know, but I don't think one child costs $1,500. I can see $1,500 for maybe two kids, but for one kid in particular, I don't know. That seems kind of steep. You know what I mean? Just for one child, like I don't know how the laws in child support work or in family court or family law or whatever, but I just think that's a lot for one child. I mean, the child's not even like, I don't think the child's even at least one yet, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. But I just find that to be odd, as well as other people that feel that way as well. So, but that's not, you know, again, that's besides the point. But what I'm saying is, do you think a lot of them are trying to get a come up? And I think it really is, man, because I'm not no parent. Thankfully, I ain't never been in a situation where I just knocked up a chick from around the way and just like, you know, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, why, what's the purpose of some of these chicks getting pregnant? Like, cause you see a lot more girls get pregnant more than chicks getting married. Like, you see a lot of, and you see a lot of them say, yo, you know, the man better give me that money, you know, like, better give me that money for the child support. And some dudes just not having it. Not having it today. I remember I was reading the article where This dude went into a McDonald's and Deshaun killed his baby mother over child support because she's taking him to court over that. I'm like, shoot, man. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm just reading it, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, yo, these dudes are not happening today because a lot of women, once they use their child as a meal ticket, you feel me, to come up, they use them as a meal ticket, you know, to finance their own well-beings. You feel me? Like, and it's crazy. Like, really, you need to actually go have a kid just to finance your you know, yourself and everything. Like, that's, I mean, hey, I don't know what to say, but I know what to say. I mean, that's just wrong. You feel me? Like, to actually do that, but hey, it is what it is. All I'm saying is I found that to be extremely odd, but I mean, again, this has been going on for a long time, so this cannot be at no surprise to us. At least to me, per se, you know, because a lot of things that I see going on today don't really surprise me like that, you know, honestly. I guess it just may be a numb to it, but all I'm saying is a lot of these women today are having kids just for a come up, and unfortunately, it makes the women who don't actually partake in activities like that look bad. And it's like, I always, and honestly, a lot of these chicks needs to start really saying something to these women, because who else gonna tell them? Like, they ain't gonna listen to the dudes. Ain't nobody really care what we gotta say, especially if you're a black man. Ain't nobody really care what we gotta say. You know what I mean? If we say something to y'all, we gonna get railroaded and backlashed. You know what I mean? Like, that's all we gonna get. But if a chick that does not identify with a behavior like that or with a mentality like that, she should tell, you know, she should tell her fellow sisters, you know, because y'all call each other sisters and sisterhood on the rise. And instead of doing all this talk about slut shaming, and which I want to talk about that in the future, but instead of y'all talking about slut shaming and you know, why men only want a woman of a certain size and of a certain race, and like, oh, you know, instead of y'all talking about these things that really could be like left to like later on, or just don't even talk about it, period, y'all should be talking to the fellow ladies about, hey, you know, don't be trying to live off a dude's money, your baby father's money and stuff. Nah, go get you a job, go back to school and stuff, you know, go to trade school. You ain't gotta go to no college, no university. Go to a trade school, get your trade in cosmetology, or get your trade in like massage therapy and stuff. Some lucrative and marketable. You know, like not trying to like have a kid and, you know, carry a kid for 9 months and go through all them contractions and pains and pop them out of your womb, and all of a sudden now you gotta take care of them. They crying in the middle of the night. Is that all really worth for money? I mean, I don't know. Sure. Again, I ain't no parent, so I can't really knock them or look down on them, but it's just speculation and questioning and reasoning as well. Like, is that really worth it? You know, is that worth really putting money in your pocket all the time? Like, you know, daily, I should say. I mean, if that is, then feel sorry for that kid and for the baby daddy too. You know what I mean? But again, I think the women need to go holler at their fellow sisters about these things, because especially though I'm talking the ones that don't behave like this, that as classy, that do their thing, you know, that stick by their man through up the ups and downs and things of that nature. I should tell these chicks, hey, yo, you know, quit trying to be a moocher and a gold digger and quit trying to come up by having a kid, you know, but that don't make no sense, especially when women say today that, you know, they're independent, they don't need us. You feel me? I think that they should, you know, put your money where your mouth is and, you know, go ahead and look like you're independent. But unfortunately, that backfired, you feel me? Because, yeah, you're getting knocked up just from having to come up. But again, all I'm saying is that the thing situation like this is and not only affecting the children, like, you know, little kids, is affecting a lot of teenagers, because look at some of these preteens and teenagers, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of them, they might look at this and say, hey, you know, I wanna do what she's doing, you know? I want to, you know, when I get like 17, 18, get knocked up by some baller or a rapper or whatever, and they have all the money, you know? And it's crazy, man. That's the world we live in today. That's the world we live in. I hope if I have a daughter, I hope that she don't have that mentality. You know, I hope she don't have that mentality. I hope, you know, she like the total opposite when it comes to them kind of activities and stuff. You know, she's more of a lady and less of a chick that's just trying to, you know, that's only looking for looking to come up in that area. Just come up by your own merit and by your hard work, you know, and not just off of you know, your body and your looks and things of that nature. Just off of your education, your personality, your intelligence, you know, class and your dignity. You know what I mean? That's what you should come up with. You know, that's what you should portray, you know. Not the thing that we see out here, but again, I'm not no parent, you know. I'm not a parent. I'm not a child. I'm not, excuse me. I'm not a parent of a child, you know. I'm childless. I'm a rare breed, you know what I mean? I'm not out here, you know, trying to knock up a chick or whatever. I'm saying, though, as a man, as looking into these things, you know, I just find that to be odd, you know what I mean? I find that to be very strange, and other people find that to be strange as well, thankfully, because, shoot, for people to really, like, big this up, man, it would be scary, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, you have, like, about a minute left, or a little bit over a minute left, but especially, like, when they started a show called, like, what's that show called again? Teen Moms, and that's in there portraying young chicks to be, you know, to be mothers, you know what I mean? Before they even know what a mother's like. You feel me? That to me is just, that's crazy, especially when a lot of chicks that, you know, that actually, you know, really they come up off of that, you know, they become, They branch out to do other reality shows and maybe even be actresses or host parties and stuff. Again, I ain't knocking one's hustle, but at the same time, it's like, again, the oddity in that situation is crazy. I mean, it may not be odd to other people because it's becoming normal, or normal, but it's becoming normal. And unfortunately, that's just how it is. Very unfortunate. We just, again, need the sisters, the other women that don't behave like that, to try to toss some sense into them. You feel me? Word. All right, so check this. I have like 40 seconds left, and I have to get up out of here. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening to the kid and whatnot. Hope you have a good day. Or I should say good night, good weekend, and surely for sure be a good week. All right, hopefully y'all be safe out there. And to all my New Yorkers and Northeasterners, try to stay warm. It ain't cold, but hey, y'all know what I mean. You feel me? Thank y'all for tuning in, and I'll catch y'all next week. All right, same time, same place, on the Underrated Radio. All right, peace.